Kiwanis.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Ward and Brenda Morgan, Drew Casper in studio with me. I'm Brady Bowen. We're talking about the Midwest Dream Car Collection, talking about all sorts of different things. And Drew, I want to get back to you for a second. You're the curator of this new car museum that will be opened up at the end of the year, early next year in Manhattan at the West Loop location. What's kind of the approach that you're going to take as curator? Because I imagine that as you get more and more cars, you'll probably be cycling them in and have some different cars throughout throughout the seasons, if you will. Are you thinking about taking an approach and like having just like a special like theme months or something like that? What's kind of the approach you're taking?
You pretty much nailed it there. We plan to cycle through every few months or so. We'll cycle through different cars we have, different cars that people in the area would like to loan or put on display. And then we will have we'll plan to do maybe themes, like you said. Maybe it's Mustang month or something. We can have people bring in their Mustangs, or we can try to find some Mustangs that we'd like to display all at once, or, you know, whatever car comes up that we, you know, people enjoy the most, or people in the area would like to loan for a while.
Or a Batmobile week. That would be awesome. That would be sweet. Dave?
Just a TV car theme would be fun.
Yeah.
Ward, you dabble a little bit. You guys dabble in restaurants. I guess maybe it's a little bit more than dabble. Is there a restaurant component to the museum?
I am trying awful hard to not have any restaurant component in the museum.
You'll have
found
a snack bar then.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea. We were just going to have a self-serve snack bar, but, of course, just can't leave anything alone. And I always, Brendan and I talked about this idea of self-serve wine. We've been places where essentially they've got these wine. You have a card, you go up and put your card in, and then there's like, you know, maybe 100 bottles of wines, and it dispenses. So you can try different kinds of wine and maybe a beer dispensers too. So there's some possibility we the break area, besides having soda and whatnot, might also have a self-serve wine bar.
And there's also the potential for people to host events there too.
Yeah, that's something that kind of came on as we were moving along through this project. We found out, for example, talking to a museum in Kansas City, they said 95% of their traffic comes from events. And we realized that maybe we hadn't thought about the event component. And there's events like where we might have car clubs visiting, et cetera. But we also put in some event space. So if, for example, there's a convention in town and they want to do something a little different for them, they could use our event space for either during the day or a reception in the evening, look at the cars, et cetera. So I can't remember how many square feet of event space we have, but it's pretty decent size.
I was about to ask you just how much space overall you plan to, maybe how many cars you plan to have in there at a time.
Well, the building size, it's a 54,000 square foot building. Some of that is going to be mechanic area, storage area, office, event space. So, to be honest, I don't remember how much the display space is. Drew, do you know?
I don't know the square footage, but in the actual showroom area, we'll probably keep 40 to 50 cars in there at a time to make enough space. We could fit more, but we'd like to, you know, give it some breathing room and really show off the cars that we decide on at the time.
And Drew, I got to ask you, just how much did you have to beg to get this job? Because, man, you're living the dream, my friend.
I am living the dream. I didn't beg as hard as you would think. Ward was far too kind, and he is very empowering. He gave me a bunch of cool jobs at the beginning as an intern, and now it's evolved into what it is now, and you know, seeing cool cars, driving cool cars, and the whole deal. It's super fun.
Right now, his one of his tasks is we have a 2018 Dodge Demon, which is a car that has an engine capable of making 840 horsepower. But I wanted to get it broke in, so Drew is driving that around for me. as part of his job.
Yeah, if you see a blue Dodge Demon in town, that might be me in it.
So. I'm sure there may be days when, like, you know, you catch a cold or something like that, or you have to take a day off. On those days, is there, I mean, I could fill in if need be. Especially if you need to drive the demon around or something like that. Just let me know. I can be that backup for you.
Appreciate the help.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I keep teasing Drew that Ward's sucking him in.
Drew will never have a job in the future, maybe, that he's going to love as much as this one.
We do have a phone call, right, Dave? Let's go ahead and take that caller real quick. Just got about 3 minutes left.
Well, I'm straightening one question. First thing is, I think you've got a tremendous idea there. That center has never, ever really been used to its potential. And I think you've hit on a winner. It's going to be nice to have something productive there and people coming in and out of that area instead of being vacant a lot and different businesses. Next thing I was wondering, I just came in, are you going to utilize that little cafe they had in there? That was kind of a neat little spot. Maybe you've already covered it. Maybe that's going to be part of your next plan. But congratulations to you. You've done a lot for this community, probably as much as anyone has. You are very, very, very respected in this community, and people shouldn't say they're proud of you. You should say, I'm proud of myself. You've done a great job.
Oh, that's awful nice. It's hard to think of it that way, but I appreciate your comments. There's plenty of people in this community who do so many amazing things, and that's really probably what motivates us and inspires us, is just seeing everybody else, what they're doing. And yeah, quick, you did miss it, but a quick recap on what the cafe was will probably be a self-serve wine bar plus a refreshment area for people visiting the museum.
Again, thanks so much for that call. Here with Ward and Brenda Morgan in studio, also Drew Casper, curator of the Midwest Dream Car Collection. Has that name been announced yet? We got a scoop on that?
I think you're the first.
Yeah,
all right, great.
I think so.
Here we go. Breaking news here on In Focus. Dave, did you have something else?
Is there a drive a car for a month club?
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
I mean, is there a membership? I mean, it's just like, yeah. I think that's something a lot of people would like to do.
Right.
Well, insurance would work on
boy,
that.
Boy, there'd be a liability issue.
That is actually something that we're thinking about. I was reading about a museum, and for their museum members, they do have a monthly drive a car day. You don't get the car for a month, but essentially the docents will take you out in whatever vehicle, you know, whether it's the 1905 Ford Model R or the 2019 Ford GT, hopefully. So we absolutely,
or the Super B.
Probably we'll have some component like that, absolutely. I don't know that we'll let people take them for a month, but there'll probably be some ability to ride. And I'm also working on an idea behind the Ray's Apple Market is an unused parking lot, and I've kind of been using it to test the launching capability of vehicles, acceleration, and so we might do a thing for, you know, $5 or something where you could ride with the driver and essentially, you know, we'll take a 1,000 horsepower car and just floor it and launch it and slam on the brakes before we hit the building.
There we go. Well, Ward, Brenda, Drew, thanks so much for coming in. Had a lot of fun talking about this.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. If you miss any of this, it'll be on demand online at newsradiokman.com a little later today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
And tomorrow's In Focus features guests from Pottawatomie County and Fort Riley's outgoing garrison commander, Colonel John Lawrence.